Irwin, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 23, 1908. Professor Irwin Korenbong, New South Wales, Australia. Dear brother, I am so thankful to our Heavenly Father that the reports coming from Avondale School are of such a cheering character. If there is one place above another in Australia that I would like to visit, it is Avondale. I would like to see the farm that has so wonderfully prospered. I can imagine, but only imperfectly, what an interesting place the school has become. Sometimes I am sorry that I cannot see the results of the efforts that have been put forth there. Only the Lord, I think, understands the deep interest I have in that place. I am writing at this time to ask you to dispose for me of my lot of land on the Avondale estate. I left it, supposing that someday I should return to Australia. But I do not hope now to do this. The long journey on the water would not be so objectionable to me if it were not for the noise created by the pleasure-loving and intemperate passengers. But I am wandering from the subject of my letter. Please interest yourself in the matter of disposing of my lot of land, and let me have the proceeds of the sale. I am in need of means. Sometimes I am compelled to draw from the bank money on which I must pay as high as 8% interest. Last Sunday morning, between 4 and 5 o'clock, we started on our journey to Lake County. We first drove to Calistoga, which is 9 miles from St. Helena, and after passing through the town, began the ascent of a mountain road so narrow that it seemed impossible for 2 teams to pass on it. For a number of miles we traveled up this steep ascent, turning constantly to the left, on which side huge rocks towered above us. On our right lay a deep ravine. I had seen something of these huge rocks on the journey from California to Michigan. W.C. White drove with me in the single buggy, Brother James leading the way on the platform wagon, in which were Professor Sutherland and Sarah McInturfer, and the luggage. After traveling many miles, we came to a watering trough. Here we took out our provision, laid rugs on the earth, spread our tablecloth, and ate breakfast. For some weeks previous to this, I had been unable to ride for more than 2 hours at a time, and we doubted if I could endure so long a journey as this to Lake County. But I stood it wonderfully well. I was surprised to find that as I journeyed, I seemed to gather strength. We had thought that we might have to put up at an hotel on my account, but this was not necessary. The fragrance of the pine and fir trees and the breath of the pure atmosphere seemed to give me new strength. I was surprised to see the enormous height to which some of the pines and firs reached. The madrona and live oak trees were not so tall, but they spread their branches and leaves over a wide circumference. They too seemed to breathe out life-giving properties. The last 10 miles of our journey was less mountainous and rocky, but most of the way the wood scenery was delightful. By this time I began to feel quite weary. Nevertheless, I was able to reach our destination, which was the home of Brother and Sister Hurlbut. Here we received a hearty welcome and were very thankful to rest. We retired early, for we had eaten our meals on the way and had rested and fed our horses. On the next day, Monday, we looked around the farm of Brother and Sister Hurlbut. They have a large tract of land, on which are 2 houses and fine orchards. The lake is only a short drive from the house. On Tuesday, we drove to the lake. On Monday, we drove about 20 miles in all. In the past, Brother and Sister Hurlbut have given a home to cast out and orphan children. But this work has been broken up by the illness of the husband. These people have thought that they might establish an orphanage at their home, but they are without efficient help to carry on such an enterprise. The Lord understands better than we do how to manage such important matters as the education and training of the youth. Wherever such schools are located, they should always have connected with them wise, strong managers. We could hope that sometime this place among the fir and hemlock, the birch and pine, might become a place of resort for the sick and suffering. But if such should ever be, great changes would have to be made. With its beautiful lake, its pure atmosphere and healthful altitude, this would make an excellent health resort. On Tuesday morning, before we left the home, two of the workers on the Hurlbut place, Brother McMaines and Miss Batterson, were married. W.C. White performing the marriage ceremony. The newly married people will now take charge of the place.